for a long time in this country, the underlying theme of our discussion about the environment is that we can get environmental improvement, that we can get gains in terms of our environmental quality, only at the cost of giving up some of our prosperity, of giving up some of our living standards, that we can conserve things, but we do so only at the price of reducing our well-being. And the message that I have for you is that is exactly wrong. That in fact there are huge business and economic gains to be had from being greener as a community. And that's really the message of the Green Dividend.
Courtwright emphasized that Portland, Oregon has made multiple transportation options available to its citizens and has made wise land use decisions.
And has really focused on a number of key land use and transportation policies. Higher density within the region and specific places within the region, developing a series of transportation alternatives, and importantly, providing a range of housing choices within the community.
Because of these green decisions, Portland area residents have reaped economic benefits due to the transportation and housing choices they're able to make. Portland residents drive about 4 miles per day less than residents of the average American city, resulting in a huge boost to the local economy.
If you multiply the 4 miles per day times 365 days in a year, times the 2.2 million people who live in the metropolitan area, times a very conservative estimate of the cost of owning and operating a vehicle, 40 cents a mile, you get a savings of about $1.1 billion per year in out-of-pocket costs to the consumers in our region from the fact that they are able to drive about 4 miles less per person per day.
In addition to those direct economic benefits, Courtwright said that time saved during commuting saves Portland residents an additional $1.5 billion every year. The 3.4 million residents of the Tampa Bay region drive an average of 3.6 miles more per day than residents of the average American city. Courtwright said that Tampa Bay residents would save billions of dollars every year if land use and transportation policies were implemented that resulted in reducing their commuting miles.
What if we could move Tampa Bay from where it is today to just the average of all U.S. metropolitan areas? We're not talking about being particularly green. We're just talking about getting this region to the same level of performance in terms of vehicle miles traveled as the average place in the United States. Right now, you're driving about 3.6 miles per person per day more than the national average. Your savings would be about $1.8 billion a year. So that's the payback if you can get there.
During the question segment, Hillsborough County Commissioner Jim Norman reminded Courtwright that his equation only included the benefits of mass transit, not the costs. But Courtwright responded that the total costs of Portland's transit system is about as much as his city's residents will save every single year from reduced transit times. Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder thinks that the Tampa Bay area could financially benefit from having regional mass transit solutions.
When you talk about the expense of a mass transit system, you could build a mass transit system for $1 billion in this entire region. And that's just the 1 year of savings that he's talking about. So, you know, there are great opportunities. We don't need to be Portland. We are a wonderful community here in Tampa Bay. We just need to be a better Tampa Bay.
But while regional cooperation seems to have worked in Portland, Dingfelder was concerned about whether all of the city and county governments of the Tampa Bay region could put aside their differences and work together for regional transportation solutions.
I thought it was fascinating that he said that the Portland region sort of has elected, you know, regional elected officials. And I thought that was a fascinating concept. And he said that it wasn't to take away power from the local governments, but it was just to try and help coordinate on some of these really critical issues, because most of these issues are regional in nature. And maybe it would do us good to have, you know, maybe the TBARTA is sort of in that direction.
TBARTA is the recently formed Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority. Phil Compton is the conservation organizer for the Florida Field Office of the Sierra Club and said that a regional approach to development and transit would benefit the Tampa Bay economy and environment.
Well, yes, our city, our county, has drawn a line for an urban service area, and there is a continual pressure by those who would want to develop and have the rest of us pay for the infrastructure, you know, to go outside of that urban service area. So that's going to be the huge test, is that do we have commissioners who are willing to respect that and understand that we are all going to get ripped off if we allow development outside of the urban service area. It takes time and money out of everybody's pocket if they do that.